Kneipp's sitting room. Kneipp's system of healing was based on five simple principles: hydrotherapy and medicinal plants, exercise and a balanced diet, and last but not least, the harmony between body and mind. He worked on these principles throughout his life. In Varisshoven, he initially lived in the convent and later moved into the presbytery. This room gives you an impression of Kneipp's sitting room. The furniture and decorations all come from his own private rooms. There are three photos on the wall to the right. The two at the bottom show Kneipp's sitting room in the convent where he lived from 1855 to 1881, and his sitting room in the presbytery where he lived for the following 16 years as the Varisshoven parish priest. By the way, the first Kneipp Museum was opened shortly after his death. It was housed in the Sebastianium, a health spa for priests, and the first building Kneipp endowed in Varisshoven. You can see that museum room on the photo at the top. The display case on the left shows other items from this time, including cutlery, a lampshade, and a beer warmer. Incidentally, the leather chair on the right belonged to Kneipp personally. It's a magnificent piece, the work of the Thonet Brothers Manufacturing Company. The Thonet Brothers were celebrated furniture makers in the 19th century, showing their goods at world trade fairs and even supplying the Austrian royal court. For the spa guests and patients, Kneipp prescribed water rinses, medicinal herbs, or specific exercises. And those looking for help were extremely grateful to him. Some of the guests even immortalized their names by embroidering them in the tablecloth in front of you. Kneipp himself soon advanced to become a kind of icon, with his face decorating such everyday objects as beer tankards and tobacco tins. Naturally, Kneipp's work and success gradually changed the little town of Varisshoven, as you can see on the selection of postcards on display in the corridor on the way to the next section of our exhibition. Incidentally, this room was originally the novices' chapel. You can tell from the shape of the ceiling that the room once had a special function.